times. What? The banana bank is open, and it's your time to shine.
Oh,
money is back.
And 95.3 Gorilla invites you to enter the banana bank and grab as much cash as you can.
Listen weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your chance to win massive amounts of money.
Three times a day. You can guess if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win. You can keep the cash or keep on playing.
If you're right three times in a row, we'll hit you with a big banana bank bonus.
Woo! Oh my God.
And a chance to win a life-changing amount of money.
But watch out.
Watch out.
A single wrong answer gets you kicked right out of the bank.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With 95.3 Gorilla's Banana Bank. Full contest details at 95.3Gorilla.com. Good luck.
What are you doing?
Shh. I am trying to sleep.
Time to wake up.
No.
Wait, what day is today?
It's hump day.
What? Is that today?
It's Wednesday. I'm giving up listening.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
We're halfway there.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Where?
Through the weekend?
Okay. Guess I can hold out a little longer.
Until then.
Showtime.
Ready to party? I'm ready to party. Hey, if you don't have the Gorilla mobile app on your phone yet, you're definitely going to want to grab this thing, okay? So you don't have to miss a single play. Yeah, we're doing the Banana Bank every single weekday at 7:30 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and 3:30 p.m. You can catch up on all the latest contest news. You can listen back to episodes of The Morning Show in case you ever miss me. Or Gorilla Girls Night on Friday night. Jesse and Sherry and the whole crew, they're always up on the Gorilla podcast feed, too. You grab the Gorilla app, stream us live wherever you go, connect us to CarPlay, put us right in your car, and never miss a single shot at winning all this cash money, okay? The Banana Bank happens weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm fine.
We have $3,000 on the line in our bonus round this morning if you can get to it, okay?
Oh, good deal. Yay!
Tammy, what town are you in? Where are you living?
Harley.
Okay, perfect. So here's the deal. We're going to start the bidding at a certain price, and all you need to do is tell me if the price of those bananas will go up or down. That's it. That's all you got to do. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, Tammy, our opening price is $1. $1. Are we going up or are we going down?
Up.
Yes, we are. We're going up to $350. Tammy, the new price is $350. Do you want to keep $350 or do you want to keep playing?
I
want to
keep $350.
You want to keep that cash. We can make that happen for you. Yes, we can.
Yes, yeah, so we'll stop and take the money and run.
All right, Tammy, there you go. $350 from Gorilla. Congrats.
Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about job interviews, specifically really weird questions that you've been asked in job interviews. More and more people this year in 2026 reporting that when they go for a job interview, they're being asked really weird things. Not to do really weird things, just being asked really weird questions. Because we all know some of these ridiculous companies have done, you know, 7 interview rounds and, oh, come and have drinks with us out at a bar somewhere. These crazy companies have really weird interview processes now, but a lot of people saying that they're being asked weird questions. Have you ever been asked something weird during a job interview? Stacy is first this morning. Stacy, you're up.
How do I feel about bisexuals?
What? Excuse me? Was that relevant at all? What did you say?
I thought I did a pretty good job answering the question. I said, everybody's preference is everybody's business, not my business, and it doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, of course. What else do you say to that? That's so weird.
It's brutal.
Oh, wow. I mean, hopefully it was posed in the, like, the good direction of, like, you know, maybe there's somebody on the team or in the office that really doesn't want you to hate them or something. Like, how do you feel about that? But, man, that's so strange. What about you? What's something really weird you were asked during a job interview?
During my interview, he asked me if I had planned on having any children.
Oh my God, that's straight out of the 1950s. I don't even think you can even ask that kind of stuff anymore. Like, you can't ask somebody how old they are. I don't think you can ask women if they have kids or if they want to have kids. Like, I think that's something you can't even do anymore. But that's awful. I'm sorry that happened to you. Amanda's next. She's super excited. Amanda, what happened to you during your job interview?
Oh my God. So I just got asked to sing happy birthday
during a pharmaceutical interview just like 10 minutes ago.
Like in the meeting? Like to somebody? Did you do it? What happened?
I said, I don't really feel comfortable doing it. She's like, okay, I'm sorry, but for a pharmacy job, you should not have to sing happy birthday.
No, that's super strange. Like, you're working at Applebee's, maybe. Pharmacy? No, I don't think so.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Ryan Cranston is a thief stealing stuff on live television. This is hilarious.
It was definitive and now it's not so definitive. So, oh, geez, excuse me, I gotta turn this off.
Happens to all of us.
What is that?
Yeah, it's from the deals and steals.
It's from the deals and steals.
I thought it was a deal or steal.
Well, you stole it.
That's Bryan Cranston after he just did the Deals or Steals segment on GMA on Good Morning America. He just like pocketed one of the things that they were talking about, just like walked off with it. And then it started buzzing in his pocket. I love Bryan Cranston. He's amazing. Cardi B has reported $60,000 in suspicious credit card transactions. Now she's threatening violence.
One of you is bald-headed with a very thick beard. One of y'all look like y'all in your early 20s with curly black hair.
Oh, no.
One of y'all got a gray silver jacket with a, and you got a stomach. And one of y'all is short and bald with a beard. So it's four of y'all. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all are going to jail.
Wow. Cardi B is heated. She must have like security camera video or something. Yeah. Somebody ripped off her MX black card and ran up 60 grand in charges on it. So she's on the warpath. Stay away from Cardi. And we finally got pictures from the Artemis 2 flyby of the moon that happened on Monday. Absolutely stunning photos. Beautiful. Gorgeous. I'm sure you've seen him by now, and everybody was talking about him last night.
Meanwhile, in outer space, the crew of the Artemis 2 mission set a record for traveling farther from Earth than any human ever has. They went to the far side of the moon. The bad news is they have to come back to Earth. They asked if they could stay, but NASA said, no, it's too expensive.
Too expensive. Yeah, I'd want to stay out there too. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Have a great Wednesday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Julian Lennon celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Did you know that Hey Jude was originally written by Paul McCartney for Julian? The original title was Hey Jules. Did you know this?
It's a double-edged sword, really, because although it was a song of support and love, Paul was concerned about what was going to happen to me.
Everybody got famous and everybody got paid. There we go. Robin Wright is turning 60 today. Do you know what movie this is?
You keep doubting yourself, Diana.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
That's Wonder Woman. Yeah, happy birthday to Robin Wright. On this date back in 1983, in front of a live audience of 20 tourists, David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear. Allegedly. Remember when the world was simple like that? You could just, you know, convince people that you made the Statue of Liberty disappear. I miss those days. And on this date, back in 1990, 36 years ago today, April 8th, 1990, Twin Peaks officially premiered. There's a theme from Twin Peaks, RIP to David Lynch. There you go, there's your flashback freakout today. Happy Wednesday. It's April 8th.